Great. Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Blog. Welcome to our author showcase, Loretta Morris and Shaniqua Canty. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Well, great. I'm glad to have you joining me today on this happy Halloween. Let's talk about your novel collaboration, Business and Love.
All right.
So tell me about that.
Well, basically, okay, I'm Loretta White, and basically it can be summed up as a do-it-yourself, how-to, and the mistakes to avoid in building a business, and the good, bad, and the ugly of relationships, honey. But both the protagonists, Kina and Portia, in the beginning they were very confused and angry about both the business and relationships and things of that nature. But they found that it was a learning process, and it was hard. It wasn't easy at all. There was a lot of stress, you know. So once they came together, they were able to really learn how to network better, be resourceful. They were willing to listen to others that had been there and done it. And the main thing that kept them going, though, was that even if anyone else didn't believe in them, they believed in themselves and they believed in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they basically, in the end, became a success in one thing. I'm not going to say it both. But that's just so people can get just a little bit of, you know, have a little curiosity about them, because it's not an easy task, and everything that they were going through was a struggle, and you know they were learning as they were going, but they still refused to give up, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave it up to Shaniqua to give a little bit more information.
Okay. So how did you both come to collaborate on this novel?
Well, this is Shaniqua Canty, and Loretta encouraged me to write a book about whatever I wanted to, since, you know, at the time, writing a book seems like the best thing possible. And we were on a teleseminar that was hosted by Nikki Wick called Do You Want to Be an Author? And it was just like the perfect timing, because I was dealing with a lot in the relationship sector in the fall of 2014, and it was like I wanted to be in a relationship, but the guys that I was meeting didn't have my mindset, so it was very aggravating. I didn't have an outlet, so I just started writing, but it felt like something was missing. So when I called Loretta and I told her, I said, well, why don't you just co-author the book with me? And she was like, okay. And then when she just started adding her part for her character, Portia, the storyline just became better, because the book is inspired by true events that happened in our life. So everything just flowed, and Loretta helped me bring more life to my character, because this is my first book, and me and Loretta have been working together since I was 19, and I'm 23 now.
Oh, wow. A mentor. That's beautiful.
Yes. So that is how we got started with Business or Love, and everything that's being written in the book is just coming to pass, which is kind of funny. So as Loretta was putting our parts together, I was like, Loretta, you know, this actually happened. And she was like, wow. So I was like, we're just pretty much writing our future lives out. So, you know, like they say, write it out and make it plain. So Business or Love is Shaniqua and Loretta. Well, for me, it would be maybe like 10 years later.
Yeah.
So that is how Business or Love got started.
Okay. Well, you know, that is so unique that you guys were on the on Nikki Wood's teleseminar. I also did that, her teleseminar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do. I try to do a lot with her. I love her.
I know.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So what inspired the title, Business and Love?
Well, we both can add a little. This is Loretta again. We both can add great things to say about that. Shanika came up with the actual title, and it was so ironic that the two of us were going through those problems in both parts of our life, the business part and relationship. And when we say business, it's not just a business as an entrepreneur, but a business as far as taking care of your business, whether it's family, your life goals and things of that nature. But me, as being an entrepreneur, a divorcee twice, and single for about 5 years, oh, my God, I had so much to say. Believe me. So when she came up with that title, I was like, oh, my gosh. We already, because like she said earlier, we both were already working on different projects. So she was writing and based on what she was going through in a relationship, and so was I. And after that teleseminar, I tell you what, if it wasn't for that, I know we couldn't have did it like we did. That it had so much impact on us doing this together and making it so much better than we could have done by ourselves, I know for a fact. So it helped, you know, like Shanika was saying, it helped mold what our future is going to be, because we're almost writing, we wrote from our past going into our future, what we want to happen. So it wasn't like just a negative type, you know, just drama for it. Nothing like that. It's all positive as far as where we want our life to go, and we're taking it from all of the bad stuff that we had, you know, we were going through. So business of love, it was, you know, it was like, okay, let's do this. It's a wonderful title. So I'm gonna let you let her tell the rest of how she came up with that title, because she really really did that.
Shanika?
Well, like she said, you know, the title, oh my gosh, I promise I won't get emotional, because during the time that Business of Love came out, it felt like the guy that I was talking to at the time was making me choose. And I was like, if you quote-unquote say that you understand my mindset and you have the same mindset, why do I have to choose? Why can't we build at the same time together and be on this journey with business and love together? Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where a couple of weeks after I started writing for Kena, he actually got started dating somebody else. So it was just like, it was like the only thing that was in my head was like business or love, business or love. And then that was just the title. And it was like when the title came, it was like, it's weird because it was like a weight of relief that came. And I was like, I'm like, if I'm dealing with this young woman, you know, really trying to make my mark on this world, I'm like, I know there's others that's dealing with the exact same thing where it feels like they have to choose. But, you know, like Loretta said, it's not just, you know, like being like having a physical business. It's about, you know, handling your business on a regular, whether you're in school, you're working, you're author, speaker, coach, whatever your business is, that's your business. And I don't feel we have to choose, but at some point in time, you have to choose either business or love.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when is the release date for Business and Love?
So Business or Love will be available for pre-order on Kindle starting November 4th, and the release date is going to be November 11th. And the paperback is going to be available November 18th.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, we finally figured it out. It was such a struggle because it was like, you know, the Kindle file had to be converted to fit the guidelines for Kindle and Amazon. I was like, oh, my gosh. But luckily, you know, being a connector that I am and, you know, the researcher and stuff like that, I was actually able to find a site that helped get everything together. So everything is ready, going to be uploaded and available for purchase. So can't wait for everybody to get it. I'm happy Loretta really, really took her time giving it her all, you know, acting as the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a
an editor,
time
Lord
in.
Jesus.
Yeah, editor.
Publisher and editor.
Oh my God. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, the joy of writing. The just love it.
My God, it was something else. Shanika thought I was having a breakdown. She really did. I think I almost did. I think I did. I shut everything out. She'll tell you I went a whole, I don't know, 3 weeks. I didn't pay my phone bill, so I wouldn't have no contact with anyone, because that was my worst distraction. It was so much. You have to really put yourself in, because her and I put ourselves into this, so we wanted to have it where people would understand the emotions that were involved. We really involved a lot of our personal lives in it. We there's suicidal tendencies. There's not having high self-esteem. It was depression, you know, people not believing in us. It was so much that we had to fight just to get this one book out. So I know it's got to be something great coming from this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sweat, blood, and tears, just like they say.
That's exactly what they say. So what is it that each of you would like for your reader to walk away with after reading Business or Love?
Shanika, you want me to go first or you?
You can go first.
Okay. What I basically want people to walk away with is the education and the knowledge of positive ways to deal with handling their business. And like we said, not just business, entrepreneurship, but you're handling your business, making your goals happen, and in relationships, where there's ways in this book that we wrote where you don't always have to choose between one or the other. You could talk to your mate and discuss some of the things. Right from the book, we gave ideas and suggestions on how it can work, you know. And then the last thing that I really want people to walk away with is to be encouraged to write their very own, their story, because everyone has a story. People are afraid, just like the editing process, that may scare them a lot, or they worry about publishers and things of that nature. And we want them to know that, no, we don't care. Just go ahead and write your story. I don't care if you misspell every other word or whatever. It doesn't matter. At least write your story. Go to a copy store and print that thing out, and even if you have to have wire binding, get it done. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like everybody else's book. It can be different. So that's what, you know, I really want to see people, you know, be able to have the confidence to do that from this.
Okay. Shanika?
As Loretta said, the education and the knowledge and the encouragement to write your book, write your story the way you want to tell it. There's no right or wrong way for you to tell your story. But more importantly, I just want the readers to know that they're not alone. You know, this is inspired by true events, and you can overcome the obstacles and create the life that you want, as me and Loretta characters did. Well, I should say our alter egos. And they'll really see the power in collaboration the things that can come from it. And, I mean, they'll see, you know, with Portia's sassiness and Kina's low-key demeanor, but when we come together in this book and we realize I'm not alone. And I'm feeling quite better about my situation, and it may not be that bad because, you know, Portia is a little dramatic and Kina is a little low-key, but, you know, the readers will really see that, you know, like, you know, if I open up a little more to people that I know, you know, maybe your girlfriend or your mother or whoever it may be, you can overcome it in whatever issue you may be dealing with in regards to business or love, but, you know, pretty much that's it.
Okay, that's great. What gets each of you in the mood for writing? What inspires you to write?
You want to go first, Shanika?
Yeah, I'll go first since mine's quick. Give me some India Ari. Give me some Kim. And give me some Raheem Devon. And I am in the zone, or if I'm reading another book and I'm like, hey, this may be good, I can use this but twist it around. That's what gives me in the mood.
Okay, I like that.
Gosh, you're gonna make me feel bad when I say what puts me in the mood. It's funny how, okay, for instance, I was a music producer for quite some years, so mine is a little bit more different because a lot of times music, when people are creating music, they write from feelings, and a lot of times it takes them to be going through some things to get them started to write. So I have two different reasons. A lot of times I write when I feel lonely or depressed because that's my way to heal and to be creative, just like artists, you know, painters and things like that. They paint to get that anger out, that hurt out. And that's why I think a lot of people that really are going through a lot of depression, I try to encourage them to write about what it is they're going through, because it will release so much. Because I suffer with post-traumatic stress because I was in the military. So I and that's what, it was very hard for me in finishing this book, because it's hard for me to finish anything. That's one thing. So the feeling lonely, and then there's times when things that happen in the community surrounding me and things on the news and stuff like that, that encouraged me to write. Because, for instance, when it was a whole lot of killing of our youth, I came up with a stage play production called Why Did I Have to Die, based on all these young men being murdered. So that is something that also inspires me. But I write when I'm happy, too, now. Don't get me wrong, I do, but those are the main things that really get my writing going. I sound terrible, don't I?
No, you don't.
I feel terrible that I write like that. But, I mean, that's what really makes me put it out there hard, you know, when I see things like that and, you know. So.
Okay. So what's up next for you ladies?
This is Shanika, and I'm a co-author in a book anthology called Pain to Passion, Our Valley Experience. That is coming out March 15th, 2016. And my character, Kina, she's also going to be releasing her solo story with Business or Love that is coming out in the summer of 2016. And I'm finally going to step out and release my personal story, you know, of Shanika and how I started and my journey so far. And that's going to be called My Testimony is My Empowerment, because I'm empowered by my struggles.
Go ahead.
And that book is just going to be about, you know, just words of encouragement to other young men and women that's out here on a journey, you know, to creating a life that we want by any means necessary in a legal way. And you're pretty much, that's it.
Okay, Loretta.
Okay, I am Loretta again. Okay, now what's up for me is my very next book that's coming out is titled A Silent Spring, A Female Veteran Cries Out. And like I said, because of my struggles as a soldier and a veteran, I never was able to get people to really hear my story or to hear my cries, and no other female veteran or soldier has come out with a book yet about their true story. So mine I mean, I've searched and searched. I can't find any anywhere. So I hope by writing this book, it will bring a lot of these women that suffering of what they went through while they were in the military and the suffering they're going through as a veteran, hopefully they'll start writing and coming out more. That's one. As she comes, I wanted to come out November and of this year, so around Veterans Day, but I sort of stretched the business love a little bit too long, so it should be coming out at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And then the next book is, like I said, well, Shanique had mentioned Portia is coming out just like Kena is around the summer. We're doing separate ones so we can put more of that character into their own little world, but it's still going to be based around a business or love. It's going to be a continuation of what they're doing now. And then there's a book that I'm writing that's all fiction, but it's based on showing people positive parts of the cultures, and it's called Till Death Us Do Part. I know it seems like it's a terrible thing because of the title, but it's a great thing because this woman travels around the world showing everyone in the book all the beauty of all these countries and the world, but the only thing is her husband doesn't feel that he wants to do it. He just wants to stay right in one location. So the event will be called A Night in Paris. So it's going to be an event to promote all of what Shanique and I are doing. It's going to be a big event that we're going to, you know, put on called A Night in Paris.
And yay!
Promote everything that we've done, all the stuff that we've, you know, talked about. So that, of course, is going to be next year because I'm trying my best to get the girl here in Florida. So it's like, and then we're doing some magazines together. Got to mention that. We are publishing some magazines, international magazines, on the arts and classiness, you know, of, you know, show how you can live classy on a budget, because that's what we've learned to do. Isn't that right, Shanique?
Yes, that is
on
true.
On a budget, okay?
Yes.
So basically, her and I are going to be doing a lot of individual things, but we are still going to be doing a lot of things together because we're still trying to build an empire together regardless.
So, there you go.
And you know what? I have to add this in. I'm going to tell you this. I hate to say it like this, but it's the truth. It is very hard to find African-American women that can work together on things and be so happy all the time. And Shanique will tell you that we had no drama or anything, but we have differences of opinions, but we know how to love each other enough that we say we respect each other's ideas and everything. We just love each other. We cry together. We laugh together. We get excited together. We like talk together. But the thing is that we want to show people that it can be done. We show a lot of positive in all our work because there's enough negative things that black women, and I'm going to say it straight up, do on television or the media, and I think we want to be role models at what
Absolutely.
We do. We want to show people it can be done, that we're not all bad, you know, we're not all negative, we're not all drama, we're not all, you know, about tearing each other's hair out, throwing, you know, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I just want to keep it real. I want, you know, people to know it can be done, and Shanique and I are definitely wanting to prove it. Isn't that right, girl?
Yes, it is true. I have nothing to add to that comment. Loretta is absolutely right. So,
I dare you, Sue, man.
But that's what we need. We need more positive sisters working together.
Right.
And I love it. I love it, you know. So how can our audience learn more about you both?
This is Shanique. I can be added on Facebook at Shanique and Canty. My name is spelled Shanikqa, middle initial N, last name Canty, Canty. Also, they can follow me on Instagram and Periscope at I am Shanique C.
Okay, Loretta.
Okay, mine is very simple. That author is Loretta Morris White on Facebook. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, Business or Love. And on Instagram is Genuine, JenYooWin, Boss Lady, Genuine Boss Lady. That's for Instagram. So there you have it.
Yes.